You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Commercial fisheries have been dumping large amounts of fish legally and illegally, but most of these fish are dead, or if they are brought on board still alive, they will most likely die even if they return to the ocean. But if these are being dumped, there's no responsibility by commercial fisheries for all of this waste, really. A lot of it is illegal, but some dumping of undersized catch is actually legal. But that is all about to change. By 2024, basically all catch will have to be landed. It means it can't be dumped over the side and has to be brought to shore and counted against their quota. Cameras will hopefully prevent this continuing to happen illegally. To give me a bit more background behind this, I spoke to Minister for Environment and Oceans and Fisheries, David Parker, and I started off by asking him about these changes.
Currently, fishers are sometimes required to return some fish to the sea that are undersized, even if they're dead. Mm-hmm. So that's one problem, because there's no disincentive to catching little fish, which of course we want to grow into big fish. And the second issue is that there have been practices that have been identified in earlier compliance operations by the Ministry of Fisheries, which were quite controversial because they didn't see the light of day for many years, which showed quite high levels of what is called high grading, where fishers dump fish that they think are too big to sell or too small to sell, keeping only the most valuable fish in the middle, don't want some species because they haven't got quota for it. So those fish are caught, they are returned to the sea generally dead, and they're not counted against quota because they're not landed. So we're going to require all fish that is caught by commercial fishers to be landed.
What will this cost the fishing industry?
Well, the major cost of this actually falls to central government. We're spending $68 million of taxpayers' money to roll out cameras on boats, which will cover about 85% of the commercial catch in the inshore fishery. There will be some cost recovery from industry, as there ought to be, but the majority of that cost will be borne by the government.
But if you're landing all fish back and some of those smaller fish are being counted against your quota, what has been the pushback within the fishing industry around this?
Well, some fishers don't like it, but to the extent that there has been high grading, it's always been illegal, to be honest. I don't believe that there should be any compensation and quota in respect of what has been illegal in the first place. In respect of the smaller fish, it's been quite confusing for some commercial fishers to operate by the rules, because different rules apply to different species. Some have a minimum size, some don't. The minimum size between species has been different. So in some ways these will be easier rules for the fishing industry to operate within once they're in place.
Yeah, it'll be more of a blanket rule, hopefully easier to understand. How will this incentivise new innovations for more sustainable fishing?
It'll encourage innovation in a couple of ways. One, some of it actually doesn't rely on a lot of innovation. If you're catching a lot of fish, small fish, in a place that you're fishing, you probably should move on to an area which isn't full of juvenile fish that are going to be caught and killed. And that just requires a change of practice rather than a change of technology. But in some cases, it will stimulate new nets and other sort of devices that sit in front of nets. I'm told by some of the experts that some of the innovation that we've seen in places like Iceland is ahead of where we've got to here, and their more innovative practices have been encouraged by rules against dumping that they already have.
Do you think that there will be much that gets around the cameras?
No, I don't actually. I think the cameras will be really effective technology. It's a technology that's sort of come of age in the last decade or so, as we see from our cell phones actually, how good the imagery can be on a cell phone these days. We'll use artificial intelligence and machine learning to teach machines to do most of the screening of the footage that is taken, so that someone doesn't have to sit there laboriously for hours looking at lots of video footage. They'll be just reviewing through real people the instances that are drawn to the attention based on the algorithms that are set for the computers that are doing most of the screening.
Now, this won't come into place for another 3 years. Up in for the next 3 years, do you expect the same illegal dumping that is happening to continue to happen?
Well, we'll never know how significant the high grading in dumping has been. We know it is significant from some of the compliance operations that were covered by a report by Michael here in QC into Operation Achilles, which showed significant levels of dumping. The cameras will be there by 2024. We hope to start that in advance of that, but we've got to go through a procurement process to make sure we get the right cameras and the right technology and make sure that we're baking in artificial intelligence mechanisms to make the cost of screening moderate rather than too expensive from the start.
What about the fish that come on board clearly alive? Surely it makes sense that some fish could go back in after they survive?
Oh, the blanket rule is necessary. Most of the fish that are brought on board do die if put back, particularly if they're pulled up from a depth, because actually pulling them up from a depth causes damage to them, which they can't survive. We think that we should follow the course that's been set by some other countries who we think are better managing these issues than us, and that's have a blanket rule against dumping, with a very limited exception to some fish that once caught produce ammonia and therefore spoil the rest of the fish if they're kept.
That was Minister for Environment and Oceans and Fisheries, Minister David Parker, speaking on what has been said to be the biggest change to fishing management reporting rules in over 100 years.
We were also interested in getting another perspective on the government's announcement, so I reached out to Seafood New Zealand for an interview. They said they felt a bit blindsided by the announcement and did not know enough about the proposal yet to give an interview. However, I still got a statement from their CEO, Jeremy Howson. He said, "We were not consulted on these announcements and have not seen any detail of what is entailed. We learned of these changes when ACT leaked the document, which is disappointing." I still wanted another perspective other than the government, though, so I spoke to Greenpeace CEO Russell Norman. We discussed why cameras on fishing boats has taken so long, how the technology will actually be used, and whether this will lead to tangible change. Norman started by talking about his immediate reaction to the proposal and whether there were any gaps in it.
Look, the getting rid of dumping, the discards as it's called, is very significant. So currently vast amounts of fish and other sea creatures are being dragged up and killed and dumped overboard, and none of it gets accounted for within the quota that fishing companies are pursuing. A lot of the dumping's illegal, a lot of it's legal. So banning dumping full stop is tremendously important for the environment in protecting ocean biodiversity. The enforcement of it is going to be through cameras, because the industry has repeatedly shown that they're very happy to act unlawfully, and have been demonstrated to have done so in the past. So without cameras, really it won't be enforced, and so the cameras delay is still a bit of a problem. So they're talking about getting 300 in place by 2024, which is still 3 years away. So the delay on cameras is the big hole in the scheme as it stands.
Why do you think there's been such a delay on cameras? Government's been talking about it for a while. I think it came from a proposal from 2016. Do you think it needed to take this long?
What happened was, after we released a lot of the MPI reports, or what were then used to be the Ministry of Fisheries reports, because they were leaked to us and then we leaked them, there was a ministerial inquiry established, which basically proved all the allegations we were making about illegal dumping of fish. And the response of the ministry back then was that we needed cameras on boats, but that was 5 years ago. So ever since then, the industry has been fighting tooth and nail to stop the cameras on boats. The Ministry of Primary Industries have been not very helpful at all. In fact, really have been also trying to stop the cameras on boats most of the time, not all the time. And then, of course, we had New Zealand First in the last coalition government, who also were an obstacle. So we've had a series of the industry is very opposed to it. The government officials haven't been very helpful and at times have been quite obstructive. And then New Zealand First. So that's why it's taken so long to get where we are now. It should have happened.
Do you expect the fishing industry will be unhappy about the proposal? Do you think it could affect their profits at all?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely will have an impact on what they do out there once the rules are enforced by cameras. I mean, until the cameras are there, I assume they'll just continue to illegally dump. But The cameras, what they'll do is currently, you know, they literally target areas where they know there's a lot of juvenile fish, because there's also a lot of adult fish there. And so then they catch all of those fish and chuck all the juvenile fish back dead. So they won't be able to do that anymore because the juvenile fish they catch will become part of their quota. They'll have to land them. It'll be against their quota. So they won't. They'll be much more reluctant to just cause widespread carnage. They'll have to be more targeted about the way they try to catch fish because they have to land on the shore everything they catch. It will have a significant impact on the fishing industry, but that's a good thing because they're currently out there in the fishing industry globally and in New Zealand is the biggest driver of biodiversity collapse in the oceans.
How exactly are the cameras used? When they're put on the boats, are they being actively monitored all the time? How are they implemented and are you confident the government's going to use them well?
Yeah, so the key thing was the first thing we had to do is stop the industry controlling the rollout of the cameras. So they tried to set up this organisation called Trident, which was owned by the seafood industry to put the cameras on and to monitor them. So that was the first thing we had to stop. And then we had to get the cameras under the control of central government. But then there's the issue of how do you monitor the many, many hours of footage that are going to be there. And really, you have to use artificial intelligence or machine learning to do that. So what you want is to get the machines to look through the many hours of footage to identify relevant episodes and then get humans in to look at that piece of footage is the most efficient way to do it. So that's already happening in other places. So that's kind of the mechanics of it, if you like. At a certain point, the humans need to get involved to actually look at suspicious behaviour because you don't want someone that's going to sit down and just look through days of trawling.
Do you think there's been enough consultation with the fishing industry on this proposal? I spoke earlier today to someone from Seafood New Zealand who said they felt it came a bit out of the blue. Would you agree with that?
No, that's complete nonsense. I mean, the idea that the fishing industry should stop operating unlawfully it doesn't surprise me that the fishing industry are unhappy about that. But that's the law. They were not meant to be doing a lot of the dumping they were doing. So firstly, there's all the illegal dumping they've been doing and have been caught doing. So secondly, there's the dumping which is currently lawful. It's been discussed very widely for a long time that we need to stop the dumping. So it's hardly a surprise to anybody that the government's finally acted on it.
Has this sort of program been used internationally? How does New Zealand and dumping and fishing practices compare to the rest of the world?
New Zealand is particularly egregious in our fisheries management system, the level of carnage and dumping is extraordinary. But to be fair, the fishing industry globally are, terrible. We're probably just averagely terrible, maybe. But there are some countries that are doing a much better job. So Iceland, which did introduce this, you've got to land everything you catch rule. The idea there was you incentivize the fishing industry to target the species they really want rather than just killing everything, dumping the stuff they don't want overboard. And then secondly, the stuff they do land, they catch and land, you have to try to find some value for. So the Icelandic fishing industry have had to develop like a whole bunch of pharmaceuticals or nutraceuticals, which have been using the full part of the fish. So not only do they catch the fish and then strip the fillets off the muscles, that we eat, but they've also been finding use for all the other parts of the fish. So you create a much deeper value chain than if you're just going out catching a whole bunch of fish, dumping all the stuff you don't want dead, and then just stripping off the fillets and throwing everything else away. So it creates a much deeper value chain, and it's been very successful in Iceland.
Is there other technology the government could be utilising to improve fishing standards other than cameras?
The thing that's always talked about is precision harvesting. As I said, I've been campaigning on fishing for the last decade. It's just around the corner. And so maybe one day that will produce some results. But the key thing actually is to just stop doing the worst things, the most egregious things. So New Zealand is still smashing up the coral on the ocean floor. New Zealand is one of the big bottom trawlers in the world. There's no other country which is smashing up the ocean corals across the South Pacific other than New Zealand every year. We have boats that are authorised by the New Zealand government to go into international waters and smash up the ocean floor through bottom trawling. So we could just stop doing the really stupid, destructive stuff like bottom trawling. That would be a huge step forward. And there's nothing particularly technical technological about that. You just have to have the slightest care for the natural world, that you don't want to go out there with a great big heavy steel nets that you drag along the ocean floor and destroy everything there in order to try to catch some fish.
One final question. Are you optimistic we're going to see tangible change from the government's proposal?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it will take the cameras to actually enforce it, because I think the industry will no doubt continue to act unlawfully until the cameras are there to enforce it. But I think a no dumping rule plus cameras actually will produce significant benefits. It's only one part of it. There's so much more that needs to be done to reform the fishing industry, for example, getting rid of bottom trawling like I was just talking about. But it's certainly a very tangible step forward, and really is the first time a government in living memory has been willing to do anything much to protect the marine environment from the fishing industry.
That was Greenpeace CEO Russell Norman on the government's proposed changes to fishing laws.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.